evening, Audio Boo. It's Jacqueline B here on February the 21st. And I'm at my favourite place in all the world, the Almanac in Kenilworth. And I'm with a wonderful, wonderful lady called Rose Meredith, whose business is Identity. Is
That's
it called
right.
Identity?
Identity by Rose Meredith.
Oh, it's been really exciting talking to Rose, and she hasn't ripped me apart yet for all my terrible dress sense. So would you like to say a few words about your business, Rose?
Yeah, so my business is working with people on a private and commercial basis to help them dress their best and feel confident about themselves. So I work with my clients to teach them how to dress for their body shape, as well as teaching them the right colours to wear and those to avoid, because of course our face is at the centre of our influencing triangle, so it's very important that whatever we wear goes to our face. Our attention is on it when we communicate, because we use our eyes and our mouth to communicate. So the sort of customers that I have are people that lost a lot of confidence in themselves, lost a lot of self-esteem, and I work with them to boost that confidence and help them feel good about themselves.
And you were telling me about how a light comes on when they realise that they can dress slightly differently or wear different colours.
So when I first start working with clients, their perceptions of themselves, you can really see that they've lost that self-esteem in their eyes. And once you've then spent a couple of hours with them, teaching them and showing them the right sorts of colours to wear, then they come to life again, and it's really enlightening.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it is.
And does that mean they have to go out and buy loads of new clothes?
Very often, psychologically, we will be drawn to colours that we know work for us. And I think really it's just enhancing people's views on what works for them. And a lot of people that do come to me for my services might be wearing monotone colours, so lots of blacks and greys or navies. And it's actually more a question of actually adding colour into their wardrobe to enhance how they look. And, it's not a question really of having a lot of clothes in your wardrobe. It's about having the right clothes in your wardrobe. So making the right sort of investment in terms of both colour, cut and cloth is where you can really start to feel great about yourself.
That's amazing. And we've had a little bit of that today, haven't we? We've dressed everyone in the room.
Yes.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.